Good morning. This is the Chorus Call operator. Welcome to the presentation of the 2018 financial results of ASTM and SIAS. I'd like to remind you that all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the initial introduction and presentation, there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions. To request assistance by an operator during the conference call, dial star followed by zero. Now I'd like to leave the floor to Giuseppe Agugliati on behalf of the group. Good morning, and I'd like to thank all the people listening to us. I'm Agugliati, and together with my other investor relator, we'll be introducing the full-year results for ASTM and SIAS. All journalists are in a listen-only mode. The CIO and CIO of the group will take the floor, Mr. Tosoni and Mr. Viviano. You will find a presentation of our rooms on the CS and ASTM websites and display them during the audio webcast function. After discussing with you the most important slides, there will be at your disposal to take your questions. I'd like to first illustrate the financial results of CS on page five. Now, let's focus on the main revenue indicators. We'd like to highlight that EBITDA stands at 704 million euros, up by 6.2%. This growth came from the consolidation of Autovia Padana from the 1st May of 2018, and for 20 million for a total increase and improvement of mix between light and heavy traffic. The net earnings improved by 11%, standing at 275 million, and as a consequence, the overall dividend proposed by the board of directors to the assembly is 0.70 per share. The net financial position lands at 1.239 billion, +5.3% compared to the 31st of December of the previous year, 1.66 times the EBITDA, and compared to 1.86 as at 31st of December 2017. Now, let me highlight the key aspects here. The payment for the concession of Autovia Padana was paid at 300 million, investments on the road network for 149 million, payment of dividend of the holding 83 million, and subsidiaries to third-party shareholders for 20 million. The cash flow was 560 million, an increase in corporate capital for Autovia Padana paid by TIN-RA, 37 million, and the cash flow and treasury, 19% of Autovia Padana was transferred, and therefore 31 million are in the financial report. Now, thinking of SIAS, the exposure to bank loans is limited, and a good proportion of it is at a fixed rate. On slide seven, we have a report on road traffic throughout the year, showing that like for like, we are essentially in line with 2017. Despite that, we have a growth in revenues because of the increase of heavy traffic versus light traffic, as I have highlighted already, and also for the very good performance of Saturday 4, which grew by 1.5%, considering also the 8.1 increase in toll rates from January 2018. The next slide shows the tariff increases granted in January this year, and it is shown that Autovia Padana demanded an increase by 2.7%, and that recourse was filed for an appeal for the non-recognition, the non-awarding of this possibility. In the next slide, we see the concessionaries and concessions with an update on values. Now, on page 10, we have Ecorodovias, a subsidiary. These are the figures approved as at the 14th of March. I'd like to leave the floor now to my colleague who will illustrate the ASTM figures. Good morning, everybody. I'm Augusto Kahn. And on this page, you can observe the performance of the ASTM group in the course of 2018. In particular, in the revenues line, you see a growth by 20% to 1.7 billion in terms of revenues, while in terms of EBITDA, the EBITDA grew by 7% to 771 million euros. This is the result of the increase in toll road concessions, as it's been mentioned before, and also the important growth in the construction unit, business unit. Also, that reflects the internationalization of our group, which is now well underway, and also the revenues being shifted between domestic and foreign business. In terms of net income, of net earnings, plus 11% to 167 million euros. The dividend per share is 53 cents. The net debt is now declining to 1.269 billion. On slide 13, you can see how the market, the two core markets of ASTM are toll road concessions and construction that account respectively for 66% and 30%. On page 14, we're showing the debt structure for ASTM, the long-term debt, i.e. the committed portion, is as high as 2.7 billion, while cash and cash equivalent is 2.8 billion between committed and uncommitted. So it's 2.8 funding, in terms of funding. For the entire construction business, 2018 was a key year for the group as a whole, and for the BU, construction BU in particular, with an increase by almost 60% in revenues, with a consolidation of ALMA, a U.S. company, and with a backlog which is growing dramatically, plus 40%, especially abroad. Also, at the end of 2018, we received a good proportion, almost 50% of foreign business versus 50% domestic, which was not the rule in the past. In conclusion, let's take a look at the backlog and how it evolved in the course of 2018 with new orders, 2.7 billion, and an increase overall by 1 billion. I'd like to leave the floor to Mr. Alueni for the strategic update of the group.
Let's say that as far as ASTM, the idea is to follow the strategic lines presented in 2017. That is to say, the goal is to reach the goals as set in 2021 plan. We can also highlight something else. The ASTM and CS group has become a leading group in the construction sector for future contests. And this is due to the fact that this one company started in advance. This has given the group the possibility to proceed much swiftly than other groups. And in the field of concessions, this worked smoothly. We invested heavily on safety and security, and we have improved the durability of works, and this was rewarding. So as far as concessions are concerned, we are waiting for the new bids and the latest tenders. We have always taken part to these tenders. We have always won these tenders. We have taken part with engineering, technology, in order to leverage all our strength points, competitiveness, and also our expertise as far as concessions are concerned. Let's now give a look at the foreign market. Last year in Brazil, we had three awards. They are 135. And in Brazil, it still goes on. We have another round of concessions, CONSEPAC in August, plus other two concessions by the end of the year. And then starting from 2020, all the other major concessions, starting from TUTRA, that is São Paulo, Rio, and then another series of major concessions. So the goal is to proceed along this line in terms of investment in Brazil, in compliance and in line with our strategic plan, that is to say, to make a hub in Brazil and to have an excellent hub in Brazil. Competition is tight, but not really wild. So in all tenders, major competitors are namely three or four groups, and there is a high offer also in terms of number of tenders. In the latest round of tenders of a series of airports, 12 airports, so this is a market on the increase, the economy is improving, financial rates have reduced remarkably, so we think that the Brazilian market is likely to improve in the future years. And then as the other future investments are concerned, we are now starting to see the information disclosure, which is going to be delivered by the end of the month, the Capital Beltway with Almar. We have created other concessions in the United States, so we are now trying to come to terms with the PPP. We are not working on traffic and risk, but and we are going to work on the first joint ventures with other partners, so that we are going to have to we are going to take part in a more integrated part. Our target is to take part to greenfield tenders, so that the group can also leverage the integrated advantages and also minimize risks. We are going to take part with the in terms of as a concession, so we are going to offset risks 50% and 50%. So as for the concessions in Italy, as for the future concessions, we are going to close Asticuno with project Asticuno by end of April, May, with the new terms as indicated by the government. So without extensions, but with a terminal value which goes back to the previous terms or extensions. So this is not going to modify the financial terms. So we are going to keep it as it is with a much higher terminal value. And as for the other tenders, we are looking forward to see them. So, but we are rather optimistic because while we are waiting for the tenders, we continue to manage the concessions. We continue to invest on safety and security because despite some of the concessions have expired, some others are due in a while. So the goal is to give them back in in good conditions or improved conditions in terms of durability of the work. So then this year we have CTAF, and we take part to CTAF as well. The court has supported us for the shares also taken by ANAS in the city of Turin. So we are rather confident to think that shares, which amounted to 19% shares acquired by ANAS, will be given back to the public tender, and our intention is to take part to this tender as soon as it will be released. I've already talked about Brazil and the United States. We are also following another couple of projects in the northern of Europe, following the development of Utinera in Sweden, where we have some construction sites in progress. As for the construction sector is concerned, the goal of the group is not to exceed, I mean, we are not thinking to have major revenues. The only itinerary company in Italy with no indebtedness, so this is also a distinctive point. So the goal of itinerary is to focus on those areas where we can develop greenfield projects. So in the United States with itinerary USA and Almar. Then in Brazil, where we have Itinera Brazil and the support of the other investment. So I forgot something important about Brazil. Sorry, we presented at ESPER in São Paulo the project of the new Santos Bridge linking Migrantes with the harbor of Santos, which envisages an investment of 3 billion of reais, with a rebalance of marginal cash flow in 6 or 7 years. And hopefully we will also close this agreement as an additional agreement to the contract by the end of the year or in the first quarter in 2020. So as for Itinera, the focus is on the northern European countries, Denmark, Norway, Sweden. And we are also active in Brennero together with Austrian companies. Then in Brazil, the support of Eco Roda Vias investments also to minimize risks deriving from the fact that we might also give this work to other companies. We have decided also to consider this also in order to minimize the risks of investment and also considering the schedule and timing of investment. So this is an advantage. And together with the development of the core business and the executional project, so will give us the possibility to have a tight control on the CapEx, on the OPEX, reducing risks of the concession. As for the other areas of Itinera, apart from Italy, where we are present with some projects with other companies on Napoli-Bari. So the major of the focus is on the northern Europe, in the Gulf areas. We are present in Abu Dhabi with URM Mall, which is one of the major malls which is being built in this area. And we are also present in the Middle East area with in a company in Oman. We are present in Africa. But our focus is to have a competitive company which is not growing extensively, limiting its revenue, but which might work as an industrial instrument in order to develop greenfield projects. Because our strategy is not envisaging investments in the brownfield. Brownfield investments have a high acquisition cost. Of course, they have more certainties, but they're more expensive. The more risks you have and more possibilities of profits you might have. But if you have all the instruments to manage risks, you can be successful. Another strategy of the group is to focus on technology, to be technology-oriented, to invest on technology. Above all, in Italy, we have won tenders in the smart road sector, and this is very much important. With Finelec, we have made a company, we set up a company in the United States, and this is another major issue, an important strategy in our group, for our group. So basically, we want to be a reference point in Italy in the field of concessions. We aim to complete the project of Asticuneo, a CETAF tender. In Brazil, we want to consolidate. This year, we want to extend this project with the Santos project. We want to acquire another acquisition project in the United States, Almar. Almar is one of the five major players in the New York area with a revenue of $300 million. And Almar and Itinera USA can be used for this new PPP that are now starting. Basically, in essence, the plan of the group, efficiency, synergy, one company, diversification, and something else which is very much important in 2018, something which is very important. In 2018, we wanted to set a goal. We wanted to have a strategic partner. And we have also complied with this in our business plan. Fondarian with Otovia Padana joined us as a partner, and then Nuova Argo, still controlled by Gaio Group, with the participation of Fondarian Group by 40%. This also gives the group for future investments the possibility to have one is a partner, one of the major investment funds in the world, with a portfolio of infrastructure which amounts to $15 billion. The Ariane Fund joined our group, and this gives you an idea of the capabilities of the group, and above all, also considering the Genoa Bridge dramatic event. This can show you that the assessment and the value attributed to the group derive from and come from the competence, the expertise of the group, as much as the ethics and the business plan and business development. Then, in the other slide, you can see the aggregate data, STM 2017-2018, and the revenue target, 3.8 billion. And today, the consolidation of RIAS, which is not consolidated, but we have another 3-year period ahead of us in order to implement this strategy to lead the group 2.3 billion of revenues. In 2019, we expect to increase the revenues remarkably so that we can reach our goal as stated in our plan by 2021, both in terms of revenues and EBITDA, as much as the internationalization and diversification are concerned, that envisage a portfolio of the ASTM group of 100% Italy. By 2021, we are going to have 50% Italy and 50% foreign business. Then something else which is very much important in the, is that in 2021, we will have a duration, an extended duration of concessions. This duration of concessions will be extended as far as all the investments in Italy, and this is related to safety with the closure of a cross-financing of Asticuneo with a terminal value or with the award of the contest, the victory of the contest, with an extension of concessions in Brazil, the concessions that we have already acquired with the tenders, and this already accounts for a long extension, plus also a long series of the tenders in Brazil. For the United States, the goal is to acquire the first concession by 2020 and to start to make the first bid by the end of this year. This is the overview. These are the guidelines. In conclusion, the group, ATMCS Group in Italy, has become one of the major group, both in concessions and construction sector. This is luckily due to the skills and expertise of the group, but also due to positive events. So constructions has become the second group. As for concessions, I must tell you that our CEO has met very often also policymakers in order to proceed with the Cuneo project, and we have perceived a great deal of attention from policymakers also, considering how they have managed to come to a solution for the Cuneo. And this has been appreciated by policymakers. Thank you very much.
I think we can start the Q&A session. Here's the Chorus Call operator speaking. We're going to start the Q&A session. If you'd like to ask a question, please dial star and one on your phone. If you want to leave the reservation list or the booking list, dial star and two. Please ask your questions using the receiver. If you want to ask a question, please again dial star and one now. First question comes from the Italian conference from Nicolò Pessina of Mediobanca. Yes. Good morning to all. I have a few questions, actually. The first is on the regulatory context in Italy. You have some financial plans that will need to be updated probably very soon. And so I would like to know more about your interaction with the ministry about them, and particularly to know about the fact that the new toll rate regime, if it will apply in the event of these updates, or whether you will continue with the rules that are already applied to the existing concession agreements. Second question about cross-financing from A4 to A33. Could we have more details about the size of the terminal value that was recognized for A4? And as a consequence, what will be the duration of the concession for A33? Question number three about the EBITDA. In 2017, you gave us an EBITDA target for 2021 of 900 million from concessions in Italy. Today, we stand at around 750. So I'm wondering whether this target is confirmed and whether you're always committed to attaining it. My last question, can we have an update the traffic chart as of January 2019? Good morning. I am Tozzoni from CS. I have noted down your questions, and I'll answer in the same order. First part on financial plans. Financial plans are obviously in discussion now. There will be time until June to submit them, as you know. So we're working with the ministry following the existing regulations. Therefore, the financial plans will be developed based on the current regulations that apply, and therefore, all decisions will be made in line based on the CIPE decisions, the price committee. AOT is under discussion at the moment, and these are the final days because we will close on the 29th. The negotiations will close tomorrow, so we have a number of questions ourselves that we'd like to submitted to the relevant authority concerning the decisions, because we do not feel that everything is as clear as it we'd like it to be, so we'd like to get some explanations on a few details. So this is the state of the art. It would be too early today to talk about the impact of the authorities' decisions, the ART decisions, because we still need to understand the details clearly. I'd like to also remind everybody that the agreements are absolutely sound and solid, pacta sunt servant, and to us the provisions in the existing agreements are very clear, and we are complying with them literally. As for the cross-financing of the Asti-Cuneo project, the situation, as it had been anticipated by Mr. Rubeni, seems to be very positive, because our contacts with the ministry are on a positive mode. We are cooperating with them. We know that the agreements, the preliminary agreements, would not have any financial impacts for us compared to the previous solution that the ministry had envisaged and submitted to the European Union, and for which the European Commission had given a decision approving it. The only difference is in the technicalities, in other words, how we're going to do it. So we will not find find the resources in the four additional years of the Turin-Milan by 2026, but in the form of a terminal value. From a methodological point of view, things will not change much for us, because the two levers, rates and terminal values, could be alternative. In this case, we opted for the terminal value, which grew proportionately, but as I'm saying, it does not make a difference, thinking of the 4 years that we would previously obtain on the Turin-Milan. We know that this solution is already being discussed at the Ministry of Finance, and NARS is going to be submitted to the CIPE, so we have reasons to believe that this will be the final step in this ongoing program that has been underway for many, many years now. Thank you. Now, the duration of the concession for the Asti-Cuneo project, it's as per the agreement, 23.5 years from the end of construction work. So nothing has changed. Good morning, I am Viviano. Going back to the ARC aspect, the ART system that would be reintroduced is a price cap system tending to rebalancing. In this, for this reason, it is not going to change much in most of our concessions, which, as you know, are already under a rebalance scheme. And they will require a rebalancing and an update. The only addition could potentially be the introduction of the efficiency parameter, which in itself is not a negative fact. It's not bad news, because it could be a tool through which we could eliminate certain constraints, regulatory constraints or legislative constraints, to make certain cost structures in the concessionaries, which are not compressible today, more flexible. In order to provide a good quality service without impacting the standards of quality and safety provided to the country as a whole. Additionally, many of our concessions were awarded through a European tender, and since Pacta Servanda Sunt, We need to say that European tenders are hard to change because that would affect the conditions for others as well. In terms of terminal value should not be understood as a financial risk, because in any case it's something that the company will guarantee to itself, the licensee or concessionary company. Among the many concessions that are potentially able to suspend the handover is the payment, effective payment of a terminal value. If that payment doesn't take place, the company granted the concession will continue to self-manage the situation until the terminal value. There was a question about the 2021 target, which was based on the re-awarding of the A21 and Attiva. Tender consolidating Attiva at 100%, while now it's consolidated at equity. Now, this will depend a lot on the actual launch of the tender, and unfortunately, I'm saying today we have no news about the tender being launched. On the other hand, the concessions in the meanwhile will remain, particularly for A21, and so as of today, we are still managing and operating as part of the 24 months of the current regulation, and also implemented in the agreement. There was a question also on traffic, if I'm not mistaken, Nicolo. Yes, you asked us a question about the traffic in the first months of 2019. As you know, the disclosure will be issued later, but we can anticipate that traffic is giving us positive signals. Heavy traffic is still performing very well, and light traffic is performing also satisfactorily. The heavy traffic for the past 3 years has performed to a significant extent and beyond the typical connections that you connect, that you can make with the industrial production pillar. In our opinion, there are new global factors that have an impact on heavy traffic. Let me start from the illustration of the simplest that we touch every single day, e-commerce. The Amazon warehouses in northern Italy are close to our motorway network. And then there's another effect, which is perhaps even more significant, which is production of goods. In the past, the manufacturing of goods would happen at the plant, and there were raw materials being transported to the plant and finished products leaving it. Today, products are increasingly transported in the form of semi-finished goods, and therefore, the plant positioning can happen in different areas, in different geographies, depending on the processing step, on the manufacturing step. And this is one of the key elements, in our opinion, that will have an impact on traffic and will increasingly have an effect onto the traffic trends. And also, if the GDP or industrial growth will not be significant as expected in our country in recent times. Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Enrico Bartoli from MayFirst. Yes, good morning, everybody. I have a few questions. First of all, the first question on the dividend policy. We had an increase in dividend in 2018 versus 2017. Can you please give us an indication on how dividend policy will be defined starting from this year? Second question refers to the outlook on 2019. Last year, you gave guidelines. You have given us guidelines. Can you please comment on your expectations, considering the 0.4% on tariff increase and the outlook on traffic? And if you can also, please, an indication on the net profit of this year, which is quite difficult to be forecasted. Then, another question on Brazil. First of all, you said that By the end of this year and in the early months of 2020, you're going to take part to a few tenders. Could you please elaborate more on that? Could you please give us more details? And then, which is the maximum level of investment on new concessions or renewal concessions for Crodovias in operational terms and financial terms? Last question, always on Brazil. In Crodovias financial statement, the damage of 250 million euros. Could you please give an update on this damage claim, and the possibility or the likelihood that the company will have to pay for this damage. As for the dividend policy, it's the same as you know, and it's going to be stable. 60% CS, 60% consolidated profit of the group share, ASTM, 100% of the profit of the separated financial statement. This year we have seen the impact on CS dividend, which has increased by 2 times. Dividend yield is 5% at the highest level, not only of the sector, but among all the listed companies in Italy. As on ASTM, the effect or the importance growth is 13%. The real effect is going to be perceived next year with the results of ASTM SPA and the dividend pro quota as cashed in by CS this year. And this dividend policy is the policy disclosed to the market when the parasocial agreement were published last year. The shareholders agreement were published last year when the deal of Aurelia, Gavio family, and the ESPD from Luxembourg of Ariane Fund were disclosed. As for 2019 outlook this year, we preferred to privilege quality, to focus on quality. We might provide you with more details in the future. As far as we are concerned this year, the tariff increase amounts to 0.42. This tariff increase has to take into account two elements. First, an important part of the tariff increase, that is to say salt increase, was converted into terminal value. So from a certain point of view, we are going to have of 6.5% amount of EBITDA less, but this is not going to disappear because this will be recognized in terms of terminal value. Then we made a mistake in the calculation of Autovia Padana tariff calculation, which since this was an European contest, we made a mistake. A mistake was made, so 0.35 versus 0.1%. And claim damage was also is now underway. An appeal is underway. It's not lost, but it's postponed. As in traffic, with a rather conservative approach, we have forecasted an increase of 0.5% subdivided into 0.5% like for like, because this year traffic increase amounts to 2% roughly, taking into account that we have 2 months more of Autovia Padana management. As for like for like, we have 0.2%, the conservative expectations for light traffic, and 1.4% roughly in terms of heavy traffic increase. The first months are rather rosy with respect to this too. As for Brazil, I give the floor to my colleague. As for Brazil, this fact precedes our entrance. The company is not inquired because in Brazil we don't have the 231. So all the inquiries are referred to the employees that were fired by the company. We also know that this inquiry, this investigation also refers to all the licenses company in Paraná. As for the amount, I think you already know because you have read the newspapers. What we can tell you is that from the exams carried out by independent auditors, we had no benefits. We didn't get benefits. So we asked to verify and audit all the Paraná companies since the very beginning, also at a contractual level, at a financial level. Ernst & Young carried out this audit, so we didn't get any benefit. And many other licenses have also dealt with different numbers. But at present, in this phase, this is the overview. This is the position. Then we had also a prudential approach, that is to say, we have all the residual of the profits of 2018 in the reserves. So as for the other tenders, the first tender that we are going to present is CEPA. Consepa, pardon, 9-10 billion in terms of investment, 1,100 kilometers of concession, of road toll concession. Then we'll take part to the BR-364, BR-3101. The first 1,100 kilometers, the EDIT Tower now being released to present the tenders in the month of August. The other two are concessions of 445 and 220 kilometers. So the CapEx are estimated CapEx. We are still waiting for the figures from the lessor. Centrovia was controlled by Arteris. So these are the projects that we are going to offer this year. In the meanwhile, we have already begun to study Lutra. As for the financial situation in Brazil, the financial situation in Brazil, if the Anchieta with the Sancos Bridge will be concluded, we'll have also to carefully assess the financial situation. We have to take into account also something. These concessions request a high investment, but they are spread over 3 years. The 3 billion for the Santos Bridge is referred to 4 years. As for the other concessions, which are 9 billion of investment, but these 9 billion of investment are on a 10-year period, so you immediately start to get money from the pay tolls. So the financial situation is being monitored, so we can also consider that starting from last year, we might have capital injections in order to offset the debt-equity balance. This will have to be considered also with some eventual future acquisitions. So we are not excluding this possibility, but it depends on the eventual acquisitions and the new contracts. Then as for EBITDA, the EBITDA is stable. We are also extending, rather extending the life of concessions. So in 2019, the EcoRodovias EBITDA is likely to grow. We have to take into account that after years and years of reductions on the number of passages of cars, we have a network with the highest traffic because it connects all the harbors, so the wealthy part of the country. So we perceive signals of recovery. Let's wait and see. In 2019, we are foreseeing growing revenues and a growing EBITDA. And this is not going to take into account the new projects that hopefully will be acquired. As for the financial situation, this is something we are assessing, and we think this will be solved with follow-on, which are rather quick in Brazil. This depends on the approval by shareholders. Thank you very much.
The next question is from Roberto Letizia of Equitasim. Good morning. I'd like to ask you a question about a detail of the strategic plan between now and 2021. This 1.8 billion, can you tell us what it is made up of between Ecorodovias and SIAS, between concessions and construction? And then I'd like to hear from you if you're going to stay focused on to motorways or whether you're also considering potential infrastructure investments of different nature, such as airports. In terms of the price cap, let me go back to this discussion asking you, in the assumption that you're released from some of the constraints that you have on the treatment of the operating costs that Stefano was referring to before. So if these constraints were removed, what would be the capacity of cost cutting on a yearly basis of on 821, which is your best estimate as of today for the start of the tender, also considering your interaction with the government, your negotiations with the government, and also the reorganization of the group and all the processes that will lead to a consolidation of assets, specifically Ecorodovias, which are the most important hurdles preventing you from consolidating assets, and what do you do intend to do in order to remove them? And then a technical question, what will be the impact of the new business on the group accounts? The new FES, new business, provided there is new business in 2019.
Can you repeat also the first one? The first is the split of 1.8 split of EBITDA target between concessions, construction, and Ecorodovias, CS and Ecorodovias. Second, if you are going to stay in motorways or are you looking at other infrastructures, or harbors and airports, and price cap, if you can be released by the OPEX. So your estimate about when you're going to start with this new tender in Ecorodovias and how you're going to solve this hurdle and the impact from the AFRS. My name is Arthur. As for the first question, 1.8 billion. The target of 2021 is 900 million. CS ad Italia, 750 Ecorodovias, and the remaining part, construction, engineering, and technology. Above all, the construction part amounted to 90 million. So no changes of the split. No changes with respect to what the engineer Rubinho said. No, I never said that. We are confirming the goal of the plan. Thank you very much. Then, as for the other two questions, as for the airport, with the Ariane Fund, which manages different airports, we are not excluding also the participation, even though this is not one of our business lines. Let's see in the future what might happen. For sure, our focus is on infrastructures. Then there was something else, the estimate of the tender 821.
It's Lada Blood. My name is Sozoni. At present, we have no evidences. We're not able to be precise. I cannot give you an exact date. It's months now, or more than 1 year, 1 year and a half, that we know that the process is underway. The ministry is making assessment, but at present we don't have precise date. Something that we can also consider is that in order to make a tender, first of all, you need to have a bid, a project, a timeline to study the project, and then you can proceed with the award.
Obviously, with the time frames that we have, it could be 1 or 2 years. Then you asked me a question about Brazil, the hurdles. Well, there's nothing that we could call a hurdle in this operation, but we're taking time because since we've changed the entire organization in Ecorodovias, sometimes dramatically, we no longer have the old CEO, but we have our general manager, Mr. Caffo, has now taken that position because he's in charge of all the operations, purchasing, engineering, and technology area. And then Marcello Guidotti, who is the CFO. And then for the entire legal department, we have our own companies supporting them. So if you go deeper and deeper, you need to then change the processes and change the entire tendering systems and bidding systems in order to be very sure that we will not experience problems. So this is a process that began downstream of our acquisition. So we wanted to consolidate the asset between then and 2021. First, we will make the entire organization of the company more similar to what we'd like it to be, and then we'll introduce the new businesses, and then we will consolidate the assets once we have made sure that the entire organization and industrial processes are in line with what they should be. There was then a question about the price cap and cost structure. Well, I'd like to supplement what has been said so far with additional information. From our point of view, the reorganization of the cost part should not happen to the detriment of safety, maintenance, etc. Quite the contrary. We envisage that there should be bonuses for and rewards for people who reach certain standards of quality and safety. Of course, a cost component could be compressed, such as the human resources cost, the labor cost. The companies, and particularly SIAS, support have to bear approximately 50 million costs for the tolling activities. The toll post activities, these activities can be carried out by capitalizing more on technology and less on the human operators. Once we find an agreement on this point, we will be ready to take action, also keeping factoring in the social costs of such a project. So on one hand, this is going to bring in efficiencies. On the other hand, this will have major social costs. So the government and ourselves and the other players will have to come to terms with that. In terms of the IFRS accounting principles, there will be no modifications. The new principles have been introduced already. The one thing that we should comment on is IFR 16. And our companies, that has a major impact, not in our business, however, because other than cars and some rentals and or operating equipment in terms of PCs and cell phones, that doesn't have a big impact. So for ASTM, that will involve more intangible assets and therefore more debt for approximately 120 million euros for SIAS, 12 million euros. On the other hand, the EBITDA level, a higher EBITDA, won't have a big impact. We're talking about 2 million worst case. So no impact on the accounting principles in 2019. Can I do a follow-up now? My question is, if there's a tender for A21 that you know very well because it's been one of your assets, what's the amount of the investments that could be tendered? What are we talking about? There are potential projects in the coming years that might be relevant. What could be the extent and what would be the impact on the toll rates? Or the EBITDA will be kept the same because the amount of investment is irrelevant. Since you gave a partial answer only, I'm proposing a figure to hear if it's correct. My estimate is approximately 900 plus million euros in terms of terminal value for A4 in order to compensate for the new contract of the A21. Is that reasonable? Good morning again. I'm Tozzoni. Now, to address your first question on A21, your question is interesting, and we've already made some assumptions, but there's a big margin for change. It could spend between 300 million for minimum safety projects due to the new regulations or due to anything that one has to do in order to improve continuously the level of safety of the infrastructure, all the way to 1.5 billion euros, because you have to think that that particular motorway, there might be an interest in enlarging it with a third lane, and that would escalate the amount of the investment. Or we could think of a series of compensatory intervention and projects because the local authorities have discussed and have made many requests connected with the surrounding road network with bridges above it or tunnels under the A21. So there's a big margin for variation. Certainly, there will be projects that will not be postponed, and anyone who gets the concession will have to take care of those projects. Since the entire road and motorway network in Italy is pretty mature, it will require, and that's part of our vision, and this is what we are very forcefully explaining to the Ministry and all the players involved, this will require many major projects and major construction work, maintenance work. And so that's how we thought strategically of all the work that needs to happen on the network, thinking of major projects on the infrastructure, because we feel it is absolutely necessary to increase the durability of the of such infrastructure, and that's a key criterion, even without considering all other thoughts. There was another question about the A21, the terminal value of the Asti Cuneo. Well, it's not far from the figure that you posited, because it corresponds actually to the value of the 4 years of the Turin-Milan concession that we needed to add the EBITDA of Asti Cuneo to the end of the concession, because in the old wording, the Asti Cuneo had to be kept, was going to be kept up until 2030. Thank you very much. Perfect. Next question is a follow-up by Nicola Pessina of Mediobanca. I have a couple of very quick follow-ups. The first on Ecorodovia, so we talked about a possible capital increase. I'm wondering, in this scenario, if you are ready or interested in subscribing an unopted. Most of your stake in Ecorodovia is held together with a Brazilian partner. Would the partner be interested in having you, if they were not interested in subscribing a further part of the capital, would you be interested in covering their stake? A question on the A21. I imagine it's no longer in the cards that there will be a short concession. So I think this scenario is no longer valid. Do you agree with that? And my last question on the greenfield in the United States. You mentioned the Washington Beltway. I think there's an interest in getting out of the traditional business of ALMA, that is the state of New York and the northeast of the country. One last question. I'm wondering why this particular interest for structures with belated payments, if I'm looking of these structures with these situations. Well, the availability payments. I'm correcting the translation. The governments have rethought, have revised their thoughts and expectations about them, and so the capping, to me, will be affected by this. Do you agree? I'm Stefano for Ecorodovia. Well, the relationship with the shareholder, the relations are, we're on excellent terms with them, and this is demonstrated by the fact that the company could develop its business, and Ecorodovia participated in bidded for three new tenders lately. Now, 49.2% is now held by Eagle, and if by 2021, we were looking at a consolidation. It would not be necessary to do much to attain the objective. From our point of view, the current structure, net of the governance, is working well. The question on A21 between now and 2030 is interesting because one of the positives that we are seeing is that there is less interest, apparently, to aggregate concessions with different durations into one single concession. And so from a certain point of view, this is increasing further the competitive advantage of the current operator. In the United States, the greenfield projects are certainly a key element. The viability payment is more associated with the risk management and the approach of a new market, which is not so well known, and that does not have a recent history in terms of PPP concessions. And so that is more, it is characterized by a more cautious approach in addressing new markets. ALMA, with a capital beltway in Maryland, is in a contiguous state, and ALMA would act as an EPC contractor. And therefore, the ALMA strategy would not change in this respect. They are already involved in major infrastructure, including road infrastructure. The concession, it will not participate in the concessions, because for concessions we have created an ad hoc company in the United States, which is held by SIAS and ASTM. Very clear. Thank you.
Next question, follow-up from Bartoli. Yes, a short follow-up on the IOS, because during the conference you mentioned the goal. Your goal to acquire a concession in 2020 with a tender this year. I was wondering which is the vehicle you are going to use for this concession, and which type of consolidation are we going to see on CS or on ASTM. Last, there is a cross-cutting. Could you give us a few details on the
state of the art in 2018. Both in 17 and 18, we had the one-off in terms of EBITDA for the efficiency implementation. Should we expect something like this also for 2019? Thank you. As for the tender in the United States, we are making an assessment. We are making agreements to present joint venture. We are going to have the group CS and ESTM with the shares similar to the other players that are Spanish players or investment funds. We are going to have the group ESTM CS with shares that we are agreeing. Before opening the document, we have two or three options. And what we would like to obtain is to have the same concession share as the APC share, so that for all the partners, we have the same concession risks matched with the construction risks. As for the consolidation, we are now assessing that for the major tenders, we prefer to have a more prudential approach, just like Dr. Viviano said, other than risk and traffic, but also on the shares risk. We want to enter a market which has created a lot of problems in the PPP to some companies, and we want to be extremely prudential. Then, as for concessions that require lower investment, we are now considering to participate or consolidate some acquisitions. Then, for the other major ones, we want to take part with the governance that might give us the possibility to control the company, but not with consolidation shares. As for the cross-cutting, we started with a plan 3 years ago. Now, in terms of NPV, companies have reached roughly 150 million of savings that will be developed also in the future plans. An important part has been done. Another part is now being assessed in terms of reorganization and centralization of functions in order to avoid replications, also in terms of staff. This is for the consolidated part. As for the non-consolidated part, it's also important to consolidate also the work on CTAF, the work which is being done on CTAF, and also the works made on Tangenziale Esterna, the external ring road. You know that Tangenziale Esterna has refinanced its own debt in July last year, and also after closing the derivatives or starting forward derivatives 2 weeks ago, it had an average cost of debt, all-in average cost of debt, to 3.80% versus 6.5% in June last year. So this is the company combining the growth rate of traffic, which is quite remarkable, and the fact that in absolute and relative terms, the GTM is 27,000. This makes it the first top eight leading licenses. A21 Turin Piacenza has 30 VTGM. This just to give you an idea of the extent of the traffic on this section. As for heavy traffic, it's above the tender estimate. What is lacking is the light traffic, because we still need to work on some major roads before the ring road, which are Paolese and Cassanese, whereas the Rivoltana is the only one which has been completed. This is just to give you an idea of the savings on Tangenziale Esterna, the ring road, which will amount to 60 million per year.
There are no questions at the moment. See you soon. Thank you very much.